Hi, so if you could tell us your name, where you're from, and why you're running for Congress.
I'm Jeff Hunt. I live in Brevard, and I'm the elected district attorney for Transylvania, Henderson, and Polk counties. And I used to have, in addition to those three counties, McDowell and Rutherford County. I've been in the DA for, I'm in my 18th year. I've been elected five times, and I'm running for Congress from the 11th district. Basically, the reason I'm running is the unsustainability of our national debt and our deficit. We're borrowing 40 cents of every dollar we spend, and we know, everybody knows, no matter how liberal or conservative you are or what party you're in, that that's unsustainable. And so I would like to get engaged in the struggle in Washington, and it is a struggle between Main Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, to bring our deficit spending ultimately down to zero, and then to start working on our national debt. And when that is done, when we pass a realistic, scheduled reduction of our deficit spending, then that will in itself send a message to the private sector that we're serious as a country about balancing our books, and that will explode private sector jobs development. So that, you get several benefits, not the least of which is guaranteeing the sustainability of this country. There is a plan that I've been pushing. I'd like to have my name on it, but actually I've just borrowed it from Connie Mack IV, who is a congressman in Florida. It's called the Mack Penny Plan, and it reduces spending, it reduces deficit spending on the federal level over a six-year period to reach a zero deficit level of federal spending. I think that can be shrunk and done in about 3 years, but it's very important not to raise the tax rates, but to accomplish our balancing of our budget by dropping federal spending down to zero deficit. And then we can start working on a $16 trillion national debt. And the benefit, as I mentioned, the benefits are great if you balance the budget. Once you do that, you send the message to the rest of the world, and especially to our American business people, that we're in this for the long run again. We've got control of our books. We're serious about it. And you can start business activity. There are trillions of dollars waiting on the sidelines in the private sector, waiting to be released. And the indications we've got to give them in order to create that machine, let that machine create jobs, is A, we're going to balance our federal budget. B, we're going to engage in tax reform. And C, we're going to turn back the tidal wave of federal regulations that is traumatizing the private sector. We as American citizens have a constitutional right to engage in business without unreasonable interference from the federal government. That's a constitutional right. And therefore, we need to do what Reagan did when he got into office in 1980, and we need to set up a mechanism to start repealing these senseless regulations that are burying the private sector. That all fits together, and it keys off of the reduction to zero deficit spending and attacking our national debt, which is unsustainable.
Jeff, why do you think you would be the strongest Republican candidate?
I run from a base of constituency who've reelected me five times. There are almost 200,000 people in this new district who either have me as their DA or have had me. They've elected me and reelected me and reelected me as their DA. But that's only a part of it. I have an economics degree from one of the finest schools in the country. That's Wake Forest University. I got my law degree from Wake Forest University. I have I've been fully vetted by the election process five times. I have a conservative record going back to the Barry Goldwater years when I was a teenager knocking on doors to help Barry Goldwater in his unsuccessful attempt to become president. But those are the conservative credentials I have. I have a record of reliability, a record of honesty, a record of family values. I'm married to the same woman for 36 years. In 2 months, it'll be 36 years. I'm proud of that. I don't know how proud she is, but she continues to be my wife. My kids are grown up, and this is an important point. My kids are out of the nest. They've been educated. They're no longer a responsibility of mine physically, so to speak. And I'm at the stage in my life at 61 that I don't have to make a career out of Congress. And I say that only to say this. This is a struggle, as I mentioned it, and I am best prepared of all the candidates to engage in that struggle. I've been around long enough to know a little bit how things work. When I get to Washington, I have the luxury, if I'm honored to be elected congressman, of not having to make a career out of it, and therefore you can vote in a different way than the Republican leadership when they get too liberal. And that's what our congressman from the 11th has to be able to do. And I don't see indications of that, respectfully. I like all the people running on the Republican side, but I'm the one who really can buck the system. I've never been an establishment candidate, and I'm not in this election. But the changes that need to be made by a conservative prosecutor in Washington, and that's what I hope the people of the 11th District will agree with me about.
Thanks, Jeff.